Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance. You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
But see, those are the big bankers, not community bankers. Community bankers aren't in France, the north or the south. Community bankers are in little places like Eastern Maryland, over on the Eastern Shore. Small community bankers, small town independent community bankers, the salt of the earth, one of the twin pillars of the economy, community bankers. They're not like those big bankers. They're down here on Main Street in the trenches with us small business owners. And one of those guys is our good friend Mike Menzies, the resident banker of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Mike is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Easton Bank and Trust and one of the best friends a small business owner ever had. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
James, it's great to be with you, and it's been wonderful watching my cells melt away over the past 15 years. But we're still here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a mega bank.
and your small business customers are the better for it. Hey, Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts on this transition that's going on, at the Fed. We got Mr. Bernanke's leaving. You got Janet Yellen coming in. A couple of things. I want to talk about her, and then we'll talk about the Fed, the Fed's major policies, their quantitative easing policies that they're trying to reverse. I heard much of her testimony, Janet Yellen's testimony, before Congress, and she actually addressed things like families and small businesses and community banks. She actually included those in her testimony. I'm wondering, Mike, I'm hoping, I'm praying that she's going to start, that she realizes that Main Street has not benefited from all this QE the Fed has been putting out. Maybe she'll do something about that. What do you think?
I think that's an accurate observation, Jim. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I think that's the issue really is that when you think about it, the meltdown occurred because of mega banks and extremely large financial institutions.
Digital greed.
Exactly. And they simply overleveraged their capacity to deal with risk, and we melted down. And as you pointed out many times, community banks were collateral damage to the legislative process, and that's what happened.
That's right.
It's clearly recognized that community banks represent the diversity and the foundation of communities and small business America. Community banks represent the lion's share of small business lending, and the Fed knows that. At the same time, the Fed didn't really have quite the opportunity to focus on the importance of community banks when the boat was sinking. So clearly, Mr. Bernanke kept the boat from going under, and now it's Ms. Yellen's opportunity to bail it out.
You're hoping she can be a little more discerning, a little more surgical in her unwinding where he was a little more ham-fisted with his ramping up?
Absolutely. I think that now that there is a perceived level of stability in the economy and some believing we're even in recovery, and we probably are in several sectors, not all for sure, she can begin to look at the composition of the future of our economy relative to banking. But with that said, we still have this ungodly concentration of finance in the handful of a few.
Yeah.
So
$85 billion a month, I think it's over at least a couple of $1 trillion that's been put into the economy in the last 4 years or so, 4 to 5 years. But very little of it, Mike, has gotten down to Main Street.
Well, you say put into the economy. It certainly has been put into the mortgage industry, whose assets have been held by the mega banks and then sold to the Fed along the way. So you have to wonder where that $85 billion has really gone.
Well, all you got to do is look at the stock market.
Yeah, exactly. I do think that the Fed has an opportunity now to really look at a diversified economy and community banking, and I think Ms. Yellen will be very supportive of community banking. I feel good about that.
Well, she needs the economy to grow. She needs hiring to increase, which is one of their mandates. And the way to do that, Mike, is to get small business owners optimistic about the future. And right now, they're not.
Yeah, I think, it's hard to make a general statement, but you're right. There's a lot of pessimism that remains in small business. In our neck of the woods, we're not growing our economy. I mean, we had unacceptable unemployment until yesterday when we got 12 inches of snow.
Hey, Mike, I gotta take a quick break. Hang on there.
Okay.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people on the planet. He and I will be right back. 20 till. I'll be right back with Mike Menzies. Stay with me.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.